Noah Ovshinsky joins us in the studio for his weekly look at the top news in Wisconsin. He's our assistant news director here at WPR. And we'll get an update, if any, on the ongoing court and county clerk news in the same-sex marriage case. Hey, Noah.
Good afternoon, Rob.
Well, we're watching this ruling. This could be a real-time conversation, a ruling from Judge Barbara Crabb. What are we waiting for today?
Well, we're expecting a ruling literally at any minute now from Judge Crabb. And just as a reminder, she ruled Wisconsin's ban on same-sex marriage unconstitutional last week. She's going to hopefully further clarify what she wants the state to do now that she has ruled it unconstitutional, and perhaps more importantly, decide whether or not to stay her ruling. And if she decides to stay her ruling, that means same-sex marriage will end in Wisconsin, at least for the time being.
So let's nail down the legal terms. A stay means I've ruled it unconstitutional, but don't do anything with it just yet until it gets further clarified.
Yes, exactly.
And we've heard the word injunction bouncing around. Check me on this. An injunction would mean, hey, now the state's ban is over. Go for it, people. Is that close to
right?
Well,
yes and no. So one thing she could do is issue an injunction. So she could further clarify what she meant by the ruling by issuing an injunction, basically stopping the state officials from enforcing the gay marriage ban.
Okay.
Right? Then she would issue a stay of that ruling. Meaning gay marriage for right now would be suspended pending an appeal, which the state is most certainly going to pursue.
So in theory, this ruling might end this sort of state of limbo we've been in this week. So it was vague, and people have read this in different ways, including really important people like county clerks.
Right. So in her initial ruling last week, Judge Crabb was a bit vague as to whether or not same-sex couples could get married. I mean, she ruled it unconstitutional, but wasn't very specific beyond that. And since then, an increasing number of clerks across the state have allowed it. The state's Department of Vital Records are processing the paperwork. All the while, State Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen has maintained that these marriages are still illegal under the law.
So I don't want to get you into the prediction game, but what's the prevailing wisdom? What do we expect here?
I think there's a good chance, and from Judge Crabb's comments in the courtroom, I think strongly suggest that she is going to issue a stay of her ruling, whatever that ruling might be. The reality is, and she even acknowledged this, that you know judges at her level across the country have issued stays in order to prevent confusion and the legal limbo that can result from these challenges sort of making their way through the legal system. And frankly, in cases where judges haven't issued the stays, judges further up the judicial ladder have done it for them, the appeals courts as well as the Supreme Court itself.
And she is not, and she's mentioned, not the highest level here.
No. And in fact, whatever happens today, this is likely going to land in the hands of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago and potentially beyond.
And what about the state's side of this? They've been defending the state's constitutional amendment, the same-sex marriage ban. What are we hearing from the Attorney General's office?
Right. So J.B. Van Hollen has essentially maintained since the ruling last week that it is illegal. One of the things that Judge Crabb said in her initial ruling was she wanted to maintain the status quo. The problem is people interpreted that differently. J.B. Van Hollen and other state officials interpret that as being the status quo being the ban in effect. Mm-hmm. Clerks, as well as people who are supporting gay marriage in the state, interpreted that ruling as the new status quo. That is to say, the status quo now that the marriage ban is unconstitutional. And so that's where a lot of that confusion is. But the Attorney General still maintains that the status quo is, in fact, the ban still in effect.
And if this goes back and forth, one thing that'll have to be sorted out is people who have marriage licenses signed in their pockets. Right.
What happens? What does that mean? Is it legal? Is it not legal? And I think right now that's still a very big question mark.
Well, in the months running up to this, we've been hearing a steady drumbeat of stories, a court ruling in this state or three states at a time. Are there comparable cases out there that we in Wisconsin might look toward?
Right. So there are. Just as J.B. Van Hollen will likely appeal this case to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago, there are other circuits, appeals courts, that are considering similar cases across the country. And in fact, the Fourth Circuit, as well as the Tenth Circuit, could actually hand down rulings in those gay marriage cases in the next few months. So I think people are interested in sort of figuring out what the future is of gay marriage as far as the courts are concerned, I think could probably look to those rulings as at least a short-term answer. Of course, everybody thinks this eventually will, many people think, I should say, think this will eventually end up with the Supreme Court anyway. Mm-hmm. But I think people who are interested in seeing where gay marriage is going to go in this country can certainly look at those rulings, which are expected in the next few months.
Well, here's a non-update. Scott Bauer from the AP tweets that Judge Crabb's office says still working on it.
Yep, still working on it. So no news.
We'll be watching for that the rest of the evening. Well, moving on to another story. It got big. We talked about it here on the show. May have turned around a controversy over cheese and health.
Right. So this is a story that has, for now at least, resolved itself, mm-hmm. but nonetheless made headlines across the country, and especially here in Wisconsin. The FDA cited a few cheesemakers in New York for using wooden boards to ripen cheese. And at the time, they said that this process was unsanitary and seemed to suggest that they weren't going to allow cheesemakers to use wood boards to age cheese.
And this, and I learned this in the course of this topic coming out, there's a lot of cheese being aged on wooden boards in our state right now.
A lot. In fact, according to cheese folks, there's currently around 30 million pounds, right? 30 million pounds of cheese aging on wooden boards as we speak in the state of Wisconsin.
We'll get into the FDA's decision a bit, but there was a lot of reaction here in Wisconsin to this.
I mean, it was a firestorm, frankly. I mean, this was a technique that cheesemakers have been using for more than a century to make certain and very popular kinds of cheese. You know, the FDA's actions were surprising to me and to other people in two really big ways. One is there was no evidence that anybody's actually gotten sick from consuming a product that was aged on a wooden board. And the FDA went after cheesemakers in New York, even though the state itself, like here in Wisconsin, allows the practice of aging cheese on wood.
So what did we hear from state officials, elected?
Absolutely.
And so on?
Ben Brantzel, the Secretary of the Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection here in the state, wrote a letter to the agency strongly urging them to rethink their stand on wooden boards. Governor Walker also issued a statement on the issue. Senator Tammy Baldwin, Congressman Mark Pocan, all of them weighing in on this wood board issue.
So what do we hear from the FDA since then? That was earlier this week.
Yeah. So fast forward like a day or two, and the FDA, after obviously getting an earful from a variety of stakeholders, backed off a bit and said while they are still concerned about the safety of wood boards, they weren't going to, you know, change the rules at this point, meaning all of that 30 million pounds of cheese aging currently in Wisconsin is still aging and will hopefully be consumed.
And a cheese artisanal cheese advocate on the show said they looked at research that was worried about the cheese. They say there's research showing, hey, this is safe, and they want the FDA to check that out.
Right, exactly. The sicknesses that do come from cheese consumption, you know, most people think that it's not actually from the wooden boards themselves. It's from unsanitary practices in general that can lead to those kinds of sicknesses. It's not traced directly back to the actual use of wooden boards. In fact, it's the wooden boards themselves that give this cheese the flavor and character that they have.
Well, that's one. If it crops up again, I'm sure we'll be covering it again in the future if the FDA modifies its position permanently or comes back on with this enforcement. Well, one more story we wanted to get to that's gotten a lot of attention. You said a lot of people are checking this out on the WPR News website. Black flies in northern Wisconsin.
Right. So there's been an outbreak of black flies in northern Wisconsin. And unfortunately, it's causing loons, the ever popular loons, to abandon their eggs.
Right. This is sad. I mean, so black fly is not an unexpected thing to see in northern Wisconsin, but this is worse than your average year.
Right. It's worse because of the timing, because all of these loons are now on their nests, but also because of the long winter that we had, as well as the spring that we have. Experts say around 70% of the nests in northern Wisconsin have been abandoned because of these black flies. An expert quoted by Glenn Moberg in a story that we aired earlier this week said it was the worst he'd seen in 22 years.
So a long winter, they're blaming. What are the specifics there? I know you're not a trained entomologist.
I'm not. Although the experts tell me that it's the late snow melt that is really to blame. Essentially, a long winter followed by a late spring. there's a lot of water on the ground. And, you know, bugs love water.
Mm-hmm. And it's bothering the loons, and that's sad. I know we'll be watching that. And did you get a sense from Glenn how humans are reacting to the black flies up there? Is it pretty bad?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. The other thing, too, that's really benefited from the really hard winter that we had are mosquitoes. Apparently, the mosquitoes are really bad right now in northern Wisconsin. You know, according to experts, the conditions were just right for a really big hatch. That snowy winter in combination with a quick warm up and lots of rain made essentially for a perfect storm when we talk about mosquitoes, black flies, that sort of thing.
And that was kind of a hope crusher, because the hope was we survived this really cold winter. Maybe the cold will cut back on the mosquitoes some. But as we've heard on this show from mosquito experts, that blanket of snow came down fast enough to where the cold didn't even touch the mosquitoes.
No, they lived and they're out and,
right.
and invading northern Wisconsin.
All right. Noah, thanks so much. And we're still watching for that decision from Judge Crabb, clarifying last week's decision on same-sex marriage. We'll be listening for it on WPR News.
Yep. Thanks.
That's Noah Ovshinsky. He's our news guy, officially assistant news director at WPR. He joins us each Friday at this time to round up the top state news stories of the week.